Today's shiur is Masechta Matzeiah Daf Pei Tes. We will begin on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us Dayish, the pasuk that we have been discussing extensively in our shurim, Lesach Mishab Dishai, that an animal as it's working may not be muzzled. Says the Gemara, we learn from the word Dayish, Ma Dayish Miyuchad, when is threshing done? Something that grows from the ground. The halacha is poil oichabai. The halacha is that a worker is entitled to eat from that produce as he's working for it. Afka malacha b'shebegdule parka. Anything that's done with something from the ground, the employee has a right to eat from it. Poil oichabai yotza choylev. If somebody milks a cow, v'amechabitz, or somebody puts the milk into the stomach of the animal, that was the way that they would harden the cheese. From a gabin, or somebody who makes cheese, she'en gedolei karka, they are not considered gedolei karka, and therefore ein poel eichabai, the workers have no right to eat from it. Interesting question that the Rishonim point out, Tosfos the Rimaska Gedolei points out, is that the Gemara, Masechta Ervin, does call balichayim animals gedulei karka, and therefore, even though the pasuk says that we could only use money of ma'aser sheni, money that was redeemed, that money could only be used to purchase gedulei karka. We could buy animals because they're considered balichayim. Yet here, our Gemara is saying that the animals are not considered gedulei karka. So Tosfos answers that even though we could consider animals balichayim animals as karka because they are nourished from the ground, but here the Torah spoke about disha. Disha is an act, says Tosfos, which is only done with something which grows from the ground, and therefore animals which don't grow from the ground, and there's no disha by animals, therefore there's no, this halacha, that when you're working with an animal, the halacha doesn't apply. The pasuk parashat Vayishlach says that Yaakov Avinu sent Esav a message, Vehili shor v'chamor, tzoin v'eved v'shivcha. And Rashi explains, Vehili shor v'chamor, says Yaakov Avinu to Esav, Abba Omar, our father said, Abba Amali, our father told me, Mital Hashemayim, Umishmani Oretz. Zu, when I am working with animals, Loi Minashemayim V'loi Min Oretz. It's not something that is Shemayim V'oretz. But ask the Pnei Menachem that we just quoted the Gemara Masechta Ervin that does consider animals as Gedulei Karka. So how do we understand what Yaakov Avinu was sending a message to Esav that I don't have Shmani Oretz? So the Pnei Menachem says that what Yaakov Avinu meant to say, that our father gave me a bracha that I should have Shmani Oretz. Shmani Oretz means produce of Eretz Yisrael. And the animals, even if you were to consider them Gedulei Karka, Yaakov Avinu was saying to Esav, they're animals that I received from the home of Lavan Harami, which was in Chutz Laretz, and that's why indeed when he makes the comment that I did not get what our father had promised me, it was a true statement. Ask the Gemara, Lamali, why do we need ask the Gemara the word Dayish to teach us that if it's not Gedulei Karka, it's not considered that's why you're not entitled, that's why the worker's not entitled to it. Why can't we learn it? So the Torah is very clear that these halachas only apply when you come into the kerem, which is a field. Answers the Gemara Itzrach. Sakadat chamina, hoyel v'ksiv kama. Since the Torah says the word kama, and as we learned in the previous shurim, and from that word kama we learn, l'rabbis kol balikama, that anything that stands up is included. So we would say that animals also stand. And we would say that animals, the rabbis nam midid la gedule karkaninu, animals are included in the kama, and therefore working with an animal entitles you, working with the animal entitles you to eat from the animal. Kamashmon, that's why we learn from, that's why we need a special limit of dayish, that it doesn't apply, that this halacha doesn't apply to them. Tanya idach, says the one, there's another brayse, dayish, ma dayish. When we speak about dayish, it's dova b'shask ma malacha. When is the threshing done? The threshing is done as we complete the process of working with the grain, and that's where toil oichaboy, the workers entitled to eat. Af kol shugamar malacha, so too will be the halacha, only what happens as it's finished being processed. Yotza hamnachsh b'shumim b'tzolim, that somebody is takes out, right now the Gemara assumes that it means somebody who pulls out the poor, the low-quality garlic and onions, choyel v'engmar malacha, that's just to give space for the good onions and garlic to grow. So it's not a finishing malacha, and therefore ein poel oichabem, the poel doesn't get a right to eat this. Ask the Gemara, lamali, why do we need the pasuk of dayish to teach us that this halacha only applies as you're finishing doing the work? We should learn this halacha from the pasuk v'alkalyachaloisitein. The Torah says that you're entitled to eat, but as we've been learning, the Torah does teach us you may not take what you eat and put it into your basket, and that's done by when you're finished processing. Answers the Gemara loitzricha. Dav gav dem mashlof ketinim ibnei alimi. Even in the time when you're pulling out the small olives amongst the other olives, and you're not throwing them out, and you're putting them away to eat, you're just sorting them, the big good ones versus the small poor ones. And if we were to be learning only from the pasuk of a kalichalei sitein, so then maybe you would be allowed to eat them, because you're working with them as you're putting them away. That's why we need the pasuk of dayish, because it's not considered, dayish is only when something is detached. This is still detached, and this is still attached, and that's why the worker doesn't have a right to eat from it. Tanya idach, says the Gemara, a third rasha, the Gemara suggests we learn from dayish. Dayish, ma dayish miyuchat, dovish loy nigra malachtoy lemaiser, that it's not yet chayiv maiser, it's not yet considered complete, that it's chayiv maiser, poil oichaboy, that's where the worker has a right to eat from it. Af kosh loy nigra malachtoy lemaiser, so too is the loch, anything which isn't fully processed, as far as mice are concerned, poil oichaboy, the worker may eat from it. Yotza, so what we learn from here is, haboidl b'tamarim b'gregris, if the figs and the dates are attached to each other, hoil, and you're trying to, and you're separating them, hoil v'nigdram l'achdol ma'aser, they are already at the point where the mechuyiv in ma'aser, therefore in a poil oichaboy. So we go back to a discussion that we had in our previous year. In our previous year, we had a discussion that is there a chiyuv meiser by tamarim v'gregris? So according to Rashi and the Rambam, that there is no chiyuv of meiser by tamarim v'gregris. We're going to have to explain that the Gemara here is referring to a situation. Rashi and the Rambam, I'm going to have to say that it's being used as an example, but not something that's really relevant, because there is no ma'aser midoraisa by those things. That's the way Rashi would explain. But as we've said, there are other Rishonim that say that the Ravid's opinion is that the halacha of Trumas and Maestris apply by all Zayiminim. And these are certainly fruits that are from the Zayiminim, and that's why there's a chiyuv ma'aser, and the Gemara is well understood. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, Have we not learned in a brisa, habayah d'lebet tamarim u'begroigeris, if a worker is separating the tamarim u'begroigeris, pile eichabay? So we see that this is a situation that the worker is entitled to eat. Answers the Gemara, ki tanya hi. The brisa says that the worker who's doing this job is allowed to eat them. It's talking about p'tuchloni, that very poor quality dates, and when they're taken off the tree, they put it into a wicker basket, and there, only in the wicker basket, do they ripen. So since they're not yet mechuyev in trumas ha-maisris, because they're not mechuyev in trumas ha-maisris until they completely ripen, so that's why the worker is entitled to eat. Says the Gemara Tanya Idach, a fourth brisa teaching us what the word daish comes to teach us. Daish, ma daish miyucha dovish lo nigmar lachta el chay b'chala, that it's not yet chayv b'chala, and that's why poil oichaboy, the worker is entitled to eat from it. Af kol dovish lo nigmar lachta, so tuz dalocha by anything that's not yet completed to be chayv b'chala, poil oichaboy, the worker is entitled to eat from it. Yotzach halosh, if somebody needs a dog, no needs a dough, v'makatev, or somebody smears liquid on top of the dough, v'ayfa, or he bakes it, because in all these cases, nigrim alachta l'chala, there's already a chiyuv chala, and since in all these cases, there is already a chiyuv chala, therefore, en apayel oichabay, the work is not entitled to eat it. Says the Gemara, v'aloi, in these cases, even if we weren't to speak about the chala, but they're already full-fledged flour. So if they're full-fledged chala, nigmar malachta l'maisa, the chayiv maiser. And we just finished learning that if they're chayiv maiser ready, then the work is not intended to eat it. So what do we need to have, asked the Gemara, this new limud of chala? Answers the Gemara, l'kasha. We'll explain that this brisa is speaking b'chutz l'aretz. The Bryce is speaking chutz l'aretz, askinan, the leka meiser. So my meiser cannot be the reason to look at if your worker's allowed to eat or not. There is no meiser in chutz l'aretz, but there is chala. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, it was speaking about chala, chala namileka. There is no chiv chala midaraisa in chutz l'aretz. So the Rishash says that the Gemara could have given a different answer. The Gemara could have said, we're speaking about grain that's from Chutz L'aretz that was brought to Eretz Yisrael and made into a dough in Eretz Yisrael. That the halacha is that such grain is not chayiv in Meiser and it is chayiv in Chala. The Gemara suggests the Rishash could have said this teretz, but similarly, others say that we're talking about the Shemitah year, and that the halacha is that there is no chiv meiser, there is no chiv truma meiser in the Shemitah year produce, but there is a chiv chala. But the Gemara gave a different teretz, but asked the Gemara, but if it's from chutz l'aretz, chami l'amaka, as says the Gemara, you're right. Loilam, the Brice is speaking about an Eretz Yisrael of Loi Kasha. But we're speaking about the Sheva Shekifshu, Sheva Shechilku, the 7 years that they conquered and divided Eretz Yisrael, where the halacha is, Damamar, Sheva Shekifshu, Sheva Shechilku, the Schaiv B'chala, they were already Chaiv B'chala, and the Schaiv B'meiser, and that's why knowing if it's Chaiv B'chala already or not is critical. Why were they not chayiv meiser during those 14 years? So the Raivad and the Rash both explain that until Eretz Yisrael was properly conquered and settled, it was considered hefker. And we know there's no chayiv meiser on something that's hefker. Ask the Gemara, midi meiser kagarim? Why is the fact that there was a chiv meiser or not a chiv meiser, asked the Gemara, a cogent point. Gemag melacha kagarim, is it finished or not? And if it's finished, then you're not allowed to eat it, or not, you're not allowed to eat it. So even if we'll say that there was no chiv meiser, but there was a chiv chala, that isn't the point. The point is, was it finished processing or not? Elama Ravina, says Ravina, that the halacha is that as long as the produce that I am working with doesn't have both a chiv maisa and a chiv chala, the halacha is the worker is entitled to eat. And even though the Braisa spoke about Meiser separately and Chala separately, that is not the way to understand the Braisa. Kroich v'tani, da'ish ma'da'ish mi'yuchah dovish lo'y nigma malachta l'maisa l'chala. That's what Poyel Eichelboy. Av kol sh'digma l'machta l'maisa l'chal Poyel Eichelboy. That there's no chiv Chala and there's no chiv Meiser. But as soon as there is, the worker doesn't eat. Of course, the Rishonim ask a question. When the Ritva asked this question, when the Gemara suggested that the Brice was speaking about the years where they had not yet finished conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael, that's when this halacha would be relevant because there is a chiyuv meiser and there is a chiyuv chal and not a chiyuv meiser. But ask the Gemara, why would the Brice focus on that? That happened many years ago. And it's not going to happen again. So why is it relevant? So here, the Rishonim say, the Ritva says, that the Gemara many times focuses, Brises many times focus on what happened during that time, even though that's never going to be relevant again. It helps us understand the Psukim, and that's why the Brises focuses on that. And that's why the Brises is saying that Peiris, where there's no Chiv Chala, the worker could eat, until the chiv meiser. But when we speak about a dough, which has a chiv chala, even though the chiv meiser has already come, but if the chiv chala has not yet come, then the halacha is that the worker would still be allowed to eat it. We learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says, v'chalta anovim, that the worker is entitled to eat grapes. And we learned on that peizayin on the base that he shouldn't eat anovim v'davar acher. He shouldn't eat grapes with something else, because not dip them in salt, because by dipping them in salt, they'll be very tasty, and he'll eat more than he really is entitled to eat. Ask the Gemara Boilu, Poyel, Mashi Yavav Ba'or V'yoichel. Is he allowed to take the seeds of the grain and roast them over the fire? Mi have a anovim v'davar acher. Is it to be compared to anovim v'davacha, which we're learning now, is not permissible? Oiloi, or you're not adding something, when you're putting it into salt, you're adding something to it, and that, we learned is osur. Here we're just taking the produce and roasting it, that maybe is mutter. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that when we speak about fruits that are edible, then it's not a question that would be able to be roasted. The question of the Gemara, says Tosfos, is when you have produce, which for themselves at this point are not really edible. But if you roast them, they'll be edible. The Gemara is questioning what is the halacha. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a braisa. Rishoy Baal Bais Lahashkos Payalim Yayin. The owner could give the workers wine to drink. Kedei Shlo Yoichel Anovim Harbi. In order that they shouldn't eat a lot of grapes. Rishoyin, on the other hand, Rishoyin Palam Matabal Pitam Betzir, they're allowed to put their bread into sauce, into a dip. Kedei Shiyoichla Novim Harbe, that they should be able to eat a lot of grapes. So we see that just like the workers could dip the bread into a dip, which makes them, I guess, builds their appetite, and therefore they're allowed to do so. So too, the other way around, you could do anything to the grapes. Says the Gemara, the comparison is not fine, is not really acceptable. L'chshuri garva lo'kam aboylon. To make the person eat more, that is not a question. Ki kam aboylon, the question here is l'chshuri peiri. To make the fruit better. Mai, what's the halacha? Toshma, says the Gemara, poyalin, the workers, oichol anovim baroshi emnui shalhem. They're allowed to wait until they get to the head of the row, because at the head of the row, the sun beats on the grapes more, and the more the sun beats on the grape, it gets it sweeter. As long as they don't toast it in the fire. So we see that you're not allowed to do anything to the fruit itself to make it tastier. Says the Gemara, Hasam, that's not a proof that you're not allowed to do anything to the peri. There is a different consideration. Hasam Hashem b'at the melacha. The worker is not allowed to do it. You know why the worker is not allowed to roast it? Because during the time that he's roasting, he isn't working, and he was hired to work. The king of Kamabailan, and the question that we're having is not that the worker himself should be allowed to roast it. The worker certainly has no right to roast it because that wastes his time from working. The question that's being posed is Heichadike Ishtei Bonav, where his family is with him, and they'll do the roasting, and it doesn't take away from the work. Mai. What will be the halacha? Toshma, says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Lo yahava ba'or v'lo yachal. He's not allowed to roast it in the fire to eat it. V'lo yichma be'adama. Don't put them in to the ground to make the fruit warm and more ripe. V'yachal. V'lo yafrich agabe sela. Don't break them over a stone. Also apparently makes them tastier. V'yavamachra yad el yad. So we see from here that you're allowed to do something that, and now I'll do anything in the fruit itself to make them tastier. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, there too the consideration is Mishum Bitl Malacha. Doing all of this processing takes time, but we don't know if that weren't a concern, if there's no time wasted, what would be the Halacha? Hachanam Mustabra, and says it makes sense to explain that brisa this way. This akadat mishum suke pera, if we'll say the consideration, because you're not allowed to do anything to make the fruit tastier, sela, when you break the fruit over a stone, my masuke perika, how does that make the fruit better? Answers the Gemara, that's not a question. Because iefshter lemamtik purta, by breaking it open, then it makes it taste better. Toshma, so the brisa says, if workers were cutting figs, or they were cutting dates, or cutting grapes, or they're cutting olives. These are different words because every type of fruit that grows, every type of fruit that grows in Lashon Kodesh, there's a different word to describe the cutting. They can eat from it and be part of a ma'isa, and the eating of the fruit is not considered as if they're buying the fruit that they should be chayv a ma'isa. Torah zochs lahem, but because the Torah, as we've been learning in our shiurim, gave them the right to eat this produce. The pitim, however, together with their breasts, with their bread, lo yoichlu, they may not, elm kein not lo rishus mebalabayis, unless they get permission from the owner, and the layisbois b'melech v'yoichel, and you're not allowed to dip the fruit into the salt to make it eat. And right now the Gemara is assuming that why is that the halacha? Because by doing this, you're making the fruit tastier, which is also, says the Gemara. Melech, when we speak about salt, that isn't the discussion that we've been speaking about. We've been speaking about roasting the fruit, roasting the produce. When you put salt on the fruit, that's certainly comparable to what we mentioned as we started the sugya. That's certainly comparable, vadi kanovim davachadami, like you put something on the grape. That, there's no question, is usur. But we don't have an answer regarding roasting the produce, says the Gemara. Lo yisprach b'melech v'yoichel. V'rimini asked the Gemara, we learned that you're not allowed to dip it in salt. For a minute, he asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Hasoichel as a poil adder. If somebody hires a worker to dig, or a kashkesh, or to cover up the ground, tachsazesim, under the olives, hareze lo yoichel, he may not eat from the olives that are on the tree, because that's not considered a Gemar Malacha. Socher liftsar, if he was hired to cut the grapes, Socher limsar, he was hired to cut the olives. Socher lalakeit, he was hired to collect the fruit that fell off the tree, hareza oichel. But that's considered as if you're working by the time of gemar melacha, or potter, and you're not mechuyev to give meiser from what you take. So Torah zuchselhen. The Torah gave you the right to eat it. Continues the brisa. Kotzatz, if he made an arrangement with the owner, there's a lot to eat from these peiros. So now it's already considered that he bought those peiros. So achas, achas, if he's cutting one fruit at a time, that, since one fruit is not considered significant, since one fruit is not considered one significant, so he could eat it, and there's no problem, a meiser. But shtayim, shtayim, if, however, you're taking two fruits at a time, then the halacha is lo yoichel, because you have to eat, since two fruits are already considered something significant, and you have chayiv a meiser, at least midrabonim. For Sifis, but melech v'yoichel. Ask the Gemara, ahai, this last words that the Brisa said, Sifis b'melech v'yoichel, regarding what situation did the Brisa mean to say these words? Ilay ma'seifa, that if he ate, he made a deal with his employer, that he's allowed to eat from the fruit. He could even put into the salt. Says the Gemara, came in the katzitz, if he's doing it with the explicit permission of his employer, that's the way they agreed that he's entitled to. So then, then anything that's included in the deal is mutter, elav areisha. It's going back on the reisha. That even though there was no arrangement, and he's eating it because the Torah gives him a right to eat it, he could put it into the salt. Says the Gemara, Amabaya, the Brisa that said that you could put it into salt is referring to a case where that was part of the arrangement with the owner, Vloy Kasha. And the question is, how do we reconcile the Brises? Kan Ba'aretz, the first Brisa that says you can't put it into salt is in Eretz Yisrael. The Brisa that says that you can't put it into salt is in Chutz La'aretz. But Aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't put it into salt, because there in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiv maisa medaraisa, and covers fisasa. By putting it into the salt, it makes it into a gemar melacha. And we know that halacha is that whenever you have a gemar melacha, whenever you have a gemar melacha, you chayiv a maisa. But in Chutz La'aretz, since the entire chiv a meiser in Chutz La'aretz is a much weaker chiv, since it's a much weaker chiv, so just putting it to salt, like kavas fisasa, doesn't make a chiv a meiser. Amar Rava, to which Rava asks, "Mi ikamidi de ba'aretz kavas fisasa midaraisa?" We're saying that if this was done in Eretz Yisrael, it's mechuyev meiser midaraisa. And because it's done in Chutz La'aretz, like Kvavas V'sasai, we totally disregard the fact that it was dipped in salt. And the way the Rishonim explained the question is that we know that the rule is, call the tikkun Rabbanon Kein Daraisa tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanon make a rule, they fashion it after the way the Torah fashioned it. So if in Eretz Yisrael, with a Chiv Maisas Medaraisa, when you dip it into salt, it becomes mechuyev meiser midaraisa, where there's a chiv meiser drabonon, which should at least be mechuyev midrabonon once you dipped it into salt. Elam Rava Bein Baretz Bein Chutz La'aretz Chada, eating one fruit itself lekavas v'sasai. Even if you dip it into salt, it's not that meaningful. Tarti, but if you eat two fruits, then kavas v'sasai. Putting it into salt makes it chayev meiser. Kotzatz. But if there's a situation where there was an arrangement between the employer and the employer, there, bein sofas, bein lo sofas, it makes no difference if you dip it in salt or not. Achas, achas, if you only eat one at a time, oichel, you're allowed to eat it. That's not considered a chil kavua. And I saw Rav Chaim Knievsky in his sefer, Derech Amunah, says that what makes you mechuyev b'meiser is if there was a mekach. It was a transaction that you bought it. eating one fruit at a time is not considered a mekach. However, shtayim shtayim, if you weigh two fruits at a time, lo yoichal, because that makes it an achiv meiser, even if it's maybe only achiv meiser with rabbanon. Lo katzatz, if there was no such an arrangement, and lo sofas, there was also not dipped in salt, oichal shtayim shtayim, you could even eat two, because you're not considered that you bought it, because you're not eating it based on an arrangement. However, if in a case where there was no arrangement between the employer and the employee, you only ate in sofas, but you dipped it into salt, achas, but you only ate one at a time, oichel, because it's not considered an oichel of kvias, it's not considered a real achila. However, shtayim shtayim la yoichel, v'afgav de notel shus l'ba'al abayis, even though, because he got permission, so the consideration is not that the owner doesn't want you to do this because you're taking something that belongs to him. Since it blew meiser, it became tevel, the kovas visasa, and dipping into salt means that you ate it a chila kavua, and a chila kavua you're not allowed to have once it's mechuyev and meiser. The tarti, says the Gemara, the kovas visasa, this halacha that when you're eating two, where do we know that two makes it into a kvias menolon? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Masna, Damakra, the pasuk says emicha, v'heim lo yodam achshes Hashem, v'vinu atzosu ki kopsam ka'amei groinam. That we see, when is it considered kopsam, when is it considered that they are, that there's a something significant here? Kopsam, when they're gathered together. So when they gather together, then the halacha is that makes it into more of a kvias, and therefore, since it makes it more of a kvias, the halacha is he may not eat it. So the Gemara, after learning this entire sugya, doesn't come to conclusion. May the worker harvesting grape toast the grapes or not? The Rambam paskins that he may not. And the Magen Mishnah explains that really the basis of the opinion of the Rambam is because there's a suffix as to whether a worker, there's a question whether a worker can do so or not. And since we have a rule on the normal circumstances of Hametz Mechaveroi all of Haraya, the owner of the property, they're his grapes. If I want to be able to eat his grapes, I have to be able to halachically prove that I am entitled to them. And if I can't halachically prove that I am entitled to them, I may not eat them. But the Lechem Mishnah disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. And the Lechem Mishnah says, if you look in the words of the Rambam doesn't seem to say, well, it's a suffix and I don't know what to do. The Rambam seems to be saying definitively that he is not allowed to eat it. Because the Rambam says that if he ate it, he would have to reimburse his employer for the extra grapes that he ate that he was entitled to. Now, if the Magen Mishnah is right, so that, and he's only eating it because the Rambam has a suffix, Hamoitz Mechaver Olav Araya, the halacha is that in all such circumstances, the halacha is itofas lemafkina minei, that if the person who can't prove that he's entitled to it takes it, you can't make him pay for it. So according to the Magen Mishnah, why would the Rambam say that he has to pay for it? So the Aruch Sameach defends the Magen Mishnah. He explains that the halacha of itofas lemafkinen doesn't apply to a worker who toasts grapes. Because he says that really, he's not allowed to toast the grapes because the Gemara didn't come to a decision. And the employer therefore fixed the wages of his employee based on the assumption that his employee is going to follow the halacha and not toast the grapes. And therefore it's considered as if the employer expressly stipulated when he hired the worker that he's not going to toast the grapes. So even though he stipulated it based on the suffix of our Gemara, but once that was part of the stipulation, there we don't say itofas lemafkiran. So our Gemara just taught us, and as we just spoke about it more, is that an employee employer has a right to make conditions with his employee. The Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim Simen Kuf Samach Tes Sif Aleph, says, Kom Machel, Shemivin Lefnei Adam, any food that's brought to a person, Sheyesh Lerech, that has a good smell, V'Adam Toiv Loi, and person wants to eat it, Tzorach Litim Men El Shams Miyad, the waiter is entitled to eat from it. U'midas Chesidasi Lot Mitim Yad Kol Men V'Men. It says it's appropriate to serve the waiter a little of every food that's being served. So the Cheshuki Chemed discusses what is the halacha that if an employer hired a waiter and the employer said to the waiter, you're not entitled to eat any food that's being served. What is the halacha? Can such a stipulation be made? He says that the reason perhaps of this halacha is because tsar. And because it's because of tsar, we can make stipulations that will cause a person to be in pain. But then the Shalomeshev says that the halacha is that a person has a right to be meichel. And why can't he be meichel here as well? So the Shalomeshev says, maybe we should be concerned that he was Michael, but he really wasn't Michael with a whole heart. Says the Cheshuki Chemed, there are different types of situations. There's a situation where I'm sitting at a table and somebody's eating food and I'm serving from that food and I can't eat from the food. That is a tsar that a person we can never assume was Michael for gay with his whole heart. But if I'm just at a table, I'm just bringing out the food, I'm not sitting there as they're eating the food, that is something that I could say, the Cheshuki Chemed suggests, that I'm preoccupied. So when he's Michael, the Mechila is a full-fledged Mechila. And therefore, since it's a full-fledged mechila, the halacha would be that the worker would not be entitled to eat from that food. There's no consideration of tzar.